I'm going to take just a moment to recognize just how glorious yesterday was. And I think I can speak on behalf for high schools. It was the first day that spring sports could practice.
Oh, yeah. What a glorious day for spring sports.
Generally, when spring sports start in March, you're in the gym. You're fighting for space indoors, you know, between...
Wet and cold and soggy outside.
You know, baseball and softball and soccer and track, whatever spring sports might be. I'm hoping that what would have been my last year is having a chance to be a head coach at the Valley Lutheran JV level, which after 2 weeks of practice didn't happen. This year there'll be a season. We were outside yesterday and everyone was just like, oh, this is fantastic. This is wonderful. This is great. Can you believe we're out here? No, really can't, but don't get used to it. It's only Michigan.
Yeah, right.
By the end of the week, we might be back indoors.
Yeah. Wait till next week.
Exactly. And it's strange, too, because the spring sports are starting where you still have the winter sports. Mm-hmm. Basketball is still into its getting into its finals, and ice hockey still has some stuff to go. So the balance of the schedule is trying to make it happen for the high school.
So you weren't out there showing them how to slide or steal bases or anything
with that
ankle of yours, eh?
I was showing them how to run bases.
Is that right?
I toughed it out.
Jeez.
You know, you got to step up. You know, if I can't do it, I can't ask them to play hurt if I can't play hurt. You know?
Okay.
So.
Like Dave.
For those just joining us, Charlie gashed his ankle playing hockey the other night and had six stitches, so he had a little bit of a tender ankle, let's put it that way.
I did, but hey, you know, I can still get around. And
You got around, you stop and look and make sure it wasn't bleeding.
Yeah.
Pardon me while I check to make sure I'm not messing up the turf here.
There was no sliding, though, right?
No, we didn't get into sliding.
Okay, well, good. Although, if you would have started to bleed, Charlie, just put some dirt on it.
Exactly.
You'd be able to move on.
Rub some dirt on it, and you get going. That's right. Got to teach these kids. Exactly. Like I said, lead by example.
That's right.
You know, you're bleeding, you stitch it up, and you play on.
Tough it out, yeah.
650 WSGW. Great, I'm going to lose my job. It's time for going up to the hour, up to the minute news and business and weather and sports. What are you teaching these kids?